It was clear to Joseph that his father was still lost in his memories of Dachau as they led him to the social hall. Papa looked frightened, jittery. It scared Joseph when his father got this way, but he was even more scared that the doctor would see Papa's condition and turn them away. Joseph and his family joined the other passengers standing in rows, and the doctor walked among them. Papa stood beside Joseph, and as the doctor got closer, Joseph's father began to make a low keening sound, like a wounded dog. Papa was starting to attract the attention of the passengers around them. Joseph felt a bead of sweat roll down his back underneath his shirt, and Ruthie cried softly. "Be strong, my love," Joseph heard his mother whisper to his father. "Be strong, like you were before." "But I wasn't," Joseph's father blubbered. "I wasn't strong. I was just lucky. It could have been me. Should have been me." The Cuban doctor was getting closer. Joseph had to do something. But what? His father was inconsolable. The things he said he saw, Joseph couldn't even imagine. His father had only survived by staying quiet, by not drawing attention to himself. But now he was going to get them sent away. Suddenly, Joseph saw what he had to do. He slapped his father across the face, hard. Papa staggered in surprise, and Joseph felt just as shocked as his father looked. Joseph couldn't believe what he'd just done. 6 months ago, he would never have even dreamed of striking any adult, let alone his father. Papa would have punished him for such disrespect. But in the past 6 months, Joseph and his father had traded places. Papa was the one acting like a child, and Joseph was the adult. Mama and Ruthie stared at Joseph, stunned, but he ignored them and pulled his father back in line.
"Do you want the Nazis to catch you? Do you want them to send you back to that place?"
Joseph hissed at Papa.
No,
his father said, still dazed.
"That man there," Joseph whispered, pointing to the doctor. "He's a Nazi in disguise. He decides who goes back to Dachau. He decides who lives and who dies. If you're lucky, he won't choose you. But if you speak, if you move, if you make even the slightest sound, he will pull you out of line, send you back. Do you understand?"
Joseph's father nodded urgently. Beside him, Mama put a hand to her mouth and wept, but she didn't say anything.
"Now, clean yourself up. Quickly," Joseph told his father.
Aaron Landau dropped his wife's hand, dragged his oversized coat sleeve across his face, and stood rigidly at attention, eyes forward, like a prisoner. The doctor came down their row, looking at each person in turn. When he got to Papa, Joseph held his breath. The doctor looked Joseph's father up and down, then moved on. Joseph sagged with relief. They'd made it. His father had passed the doctor's inspection. Joseph closed his eyes and fought back tears of his own. He felt terrible for scaring his father like that, for making Papa's fears worse instead of better. And he felt terrible for taking his father's place as the man in the family. All Joseph's life, he had looked up to his father, idolized him. Now it was hard to see him as anything but a broken old man. But all that would change when they got off this ship and into Cuba. Then everything would go back to normal. They would find a way to fix his father. The Cuban doctor finished his rounds and nodded to the ship's doctor that he approved the passengers. Joseph's mother wrapped his father in a hug, and Joseph felt his heart lift. For the first time all afternoon, he felt hope.
"Well, that was a sham," said the man standing in line next to him.
"What do you mean?"
Joseph asked.
"That was no kind of medical inspection. The entire business was a charade, a giant waste of time."
Joseph didn't understand. If it wasn't a proper medical inspection, what had it all been for? He understood when he and his family lined up at the ladder on C deck to leave the ship. The Cuban doctor was gone, and he'd left Cuban police officers behind in his place. They were blocking the only way off the ship.
"We've passed our medicals, and we have all the right papers," a woman passenger said to the police. "When will we be allowed into Havana?"
"Mañana," the policeman said in Spanish. "Mañana."
Joseph didn't speak Spanish. He didn't know what mañana meant.
Tomorrow, one of the other passengers translated for them. Not today. Tomorrow.